Let's talk tech with Jeff Cotramani. G'day, Jeff. How are you, mate? We'll get stuck straight into this. Some rumours are circulating about this new Apple iPhone, the iPhone 15. They say it just won't be the charging connector that changes. What else is going to happen?
Yeah, that little switch that you have on the side of your phone that usually puts your phone into silent or loud mode, expect that to disappear and be replaced with what they're calling an action button, which means that you'll be able to configure what that button does. It could just be putting your phone on silent, or it could be turning on the flashlight or changing the power mode on your device. But also, we actually think that they'll also remove the SIM card slot. So those who are used to putting a SIM card in their phone, that may disappear on the iPhone 15, and you'll use a digital SIM card, which you would just download from your carrier. So there's a couple of changes coming that we think we now know about, but at the end of the day, we have to wait till September.
But so far, the biggest change of the iPhone from 14 to 15 is the device that you use for charging. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is going to be the one that really disrupts people, because if you've got an existing cord, it means you won't be able to use that on the new device.
And I bet they don't sell the new phone with a new charging cord. You'll have to buy that as an extra.
Of course you'll need to buy one. I mean, that would just be silly if they didn't make money out of the change.
Mate, what's a chatbot?
A chatbot is, I guess, an AI that you can talk to or have a conversation with. If I was a computer, this would be a chatbot in action.
So there's a new chatbot that's been developed in Australia. It's been launched to waste the time of scammers, thereby giving them less time to annoy you, I suppose.
Exactly. This is great. It's coming out of Macquarie University in Sydney. And this company is effectively, or this chatbot, is putting its phone number in forums and different places, hoping that scammers will start to pick it up and then call the number to try and, you know, scam them out of some money. The objective of this chatbot, though, is to keep them on the phone for as long as possible. They're trying to achieve 40-minute conversations if they can. And if so, that poor person in whatever country they're calling from isn't speaking to a real human and actually taking real money. They're just having their time wasted by this new chatbot.
Oh, I love that idea.
Need more of them.
Isn't that great? Okay, no excuse for no longer knowing how to do a load of washing. These new washing machines from Samsung apparently do all the thinking for you. What do you mean by that?
So, look, I'm hopeless when it comes to the laundry, but I've been told that depending on the fabric that you're putting in the machine, that has an impact on what cycle you should use. Some clothes apparently don't do hot or cold wash. And there's all these different things. Even how much detergent do I put into the machine? I have no idea about any of this stuff, but this one from Samsung now will actually detect the fabric type going into the machine. It will weigh the amounts of fabric that's going into it and even assess how dirty it is. And then it will actually just dispense detergent based on what it needs. Rather than you just tipping in a cup, you'll actually pour the whole bottle into the machine and it will just dispense what it needs per wash. And that way you get a customized cycle every time you do one based on what it sees going into it. And that means you're probably saving on water, electricity, and obviously detergent, which will be a good thing for me.
How much is it, though?
Well, you do pay a little bit extra from what I can tell. So you're looking at around $1,500 for the smart washer, which is a 12 kilo. But when you look online, you can find ones that aren't smart for probably half the price. So I'm sure brand plays a role into this, but yeah, there is a cost to the technology.
And just quickly, Netflix look to be making another change for their plans. This time they're removing an affordable tier. Does this mean we could be paying more for Netflix?
If you're someone like me who only has the basic tier, which is the lowest but without the ads, you're paying $10 a month and that's fantastic. But there's a chance that Netflix will remove this to try and push people into the more expensive plans. They're doing it in Canada first. Expect them to bring it to Australia if it does work out for
and
them.
And how much are the new plans?
So then you would be looking at $16.50 for a minimum cost. Otherwise, you're paying the $20 plus to get that 4K version.
Right. I suppose most of the streaming services will start to do this as they become more popular.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, they started with the ads. Now other streaming services are starting to do an ad-supported tier. It's just the way it is now.
It's starting to grow. It'll end up like Foxtel. It's always good to talk to you, Jeff. Thank you, mate. We'll catch up next week.